Precious Life has been lobbying politicians very heavily against the proposed law change, including the DUP. The Precious Life's Bernie Smith is with us this morning. What's your reaction to this, Bernie?
Well, I think it's very important that we, the people of Northern Ireland, look on here, because it's very clear that the vast majority of people are opposed to any change in legislation here and have been. In 2013, Precious Life presented 250,000 signatures on behalf of the people here calling for the unborn child's right to life to be protected in law, policy and practice. And we welcome Peter Robinson's statement because it's very clear here that he is representing the democratic views of the people here, as do the SDLP and other parties, members of other parties who are committed to protecting the unborn child, the most vulnerable in our society.
Do you think you helped Peter Robinson and the DUP come to their decision? Because I know you've been putting some pressure on the political parties. You delivered a letter to the DUP, didn't you?
Well, over the last number of weeks, we have been embarking on an Every Vote Counts campaign, as we do during every election. And yes, we had a couple of protests outside a number of the party's headquarters yesterday. We presented a letter to Peter Robinson. We were in touch with the Justice Minister. During the consultation period, we were the organisation who presented over 25,000 submission postcards to the Department of Justice on behalf of the people here. So I think it's very important that we look at the bigger picture here to see the response from the people here during every consultation, during every campaign. And I think Peter Robinson fairly clearly is listening to the views of the people. And yes, when he talks about guidelines, it is important that within these guidelines that there is better resources to perinatal hospice care for women like Sarah Yeard and other women, and to ensure that they get the best care and support throughout their pregnancy. And abortion is not the answer in any of these cases. And I think it's very clear Peter Robinson, as the other MLAs who do support the right to life, have made that clear.
If these new guidelines do in any way suggest that in cases of fetal abnormality, an abortion could be had in Northern Ireland, what will Precious Life do?
Well, it's like everything else. We are a voice for the unborn child, and through every campaign we will challenge guidelines. We will challenge legislation, whether it be through the courts or at Stormont. We have been active for 18 years and being a voice for the unborn child, and we will ensure that every unborn child has a voice and is protected in law, policy and practice. The guidelines, we've been part of the guidelines challenge from since 2001. And if the guidelines in any way indirectly change the law here by way of practice, yeah, we will challenge those guidelines. And I think that's very clear.
Well, how will you challenge them?
Pardon me?
Will you go to the High Court? How will you challenge them?
Well, these guidelines have went through the High Court. They've been part of the High Court from 2001, whenever the FPA took the challenge. We were part of that as interveners. And they were back in court by the SPUC organisation because they were in some ways indirectly changing the law. So if there's any way that they would change the law through the back door, we will challenge that. Disabled unborn children are fully protected here.